You are listening to the Everlasting Gospel, which comes from the telepathic creation universe we are in, and not from a man God up in heaven on a throne. The Christian Bible is synthesized in this New World Bible, with its key to the Scriptures revealing the truth of biblical prophecy, and it gives Spirit God's plan for ending the old world and bringing in its New World Kingdom of God for all people. Here is truth. This planet is a special healing planet, and it is in a ruined solar system. This is the reason why the Earth is a mixed-up planet of such things as devilish money games and ignorant politicians who know very little about true life in the universe, which is utopian and of blissful thought. Everything is free, and there is no war, crime, disease, poverty, or death in normal universe. So why are these mortal things here, and why is money still used on Earth? The whole world of business as usual, politics and banking, is a stacked deck set up to serve the few at the expense of the many. And the sleight of hand is a military operation that is not for the benefit of the people, but is only a service to the House of Cards. The House of Cards is their system of effects, divorced from God's first cause. Now the House of Cards is coming down all around them, all over the world. So Spirit God says, "Come out of her, my people, that ye not be partakers of their sins, which have reached unto heaven." Now creation universe reappears in its causation spaceships and is making crop circles with its light to attract your attention, so you'll start to participate in a spick-and-span new world that doesn't use money. No more war upon the people by the powers that be. No more crime where people are so foolish that they judge people for crimes and put them in prisons. Instead, we heal all people now. No more disease born of an ignorant system that ultimately serves no one. No more poverty, because we create equality, which gives birth to abundance for all. So then, how do we begin the fulfilling of this everlasting gospel? We do it by letting go of everything that is of the past, everything that isn't natural, and we begin to bring about in ourselves and through ourselves all the things that we as children thought would come about. Things like the beautiful flowers and the tasty fruits on trees, the wood to build houses with, and so forth. As children, we thought that God supplied these things to all people, and we wondered why some people had more than our family, and why there isn't a system of sharing the abundance we could create by working together for a common cause. Well, the good news is that when the ETI God Force appeared in spaceships to people in the late 40s, and then again in the 50s and 60s, they began to beam high psychic energies into our planet's aura, which raised our cosmic IQ up to the place where we could see how downright evil the military forces are. Now, as God's Spirit is rising again, instead of trying to change the world with military force, which doesn't work, we create the real change that brings world transformation through a worldwide work stoppage karma yoga exercise movement. The contents of this book tell you why and how to begin this new world movement. As the cosmopolitan world people unite into a great telepathic worldwide work stoppage karma yoga exercise that ends this old world without spilling a single drop of blood, we bring forth a sparkling new world through Spirit God's perfect world master plan given in this everlasting gospel, which is channeled by the Comforter Spirit of Truth, Alan Michael. Those who serve with him make up the team of workers doing the typing, editing, and publishing of this everlasting gospel. Transforming world karma. The big event that is happening in the Middle East now is spoken of in the prophecy of Daniel 11:1-45. This is a karmic confrontation between the King of the North, principally America, Israel, and England, with the Federal Reserve System as their defining icon, and the King of the South, the Arab nations of the Middle East, along with Russia and China, who oppose what is going on in the false Israel. The King of the North money moguls of capitalism actually believe that they are creating the New World Order and that they are bringing about God's kingdom. They want the people to stay in their buying and selling system for another 1,000 years, using the people as economic slaves to their satanic system. We shall see why they shall fail, and why a much greater idea happens. The actuality of God's real paradise kingdom coming into being. The creation universe is taking over this planet now in a perfect way, and it does it telepathically, spiritually, just as it has animated the people to build the scientific technological world up into the World Wide Web. All real progress has come out of telepathic communion with the universal mind. The new world coming into being is all this same kind of telepathic organization, run by the higher consciousness of the God mind. This is a real system of autonomous self-government, and it is perfect in every way. It is the way of life all over normal universe. Notice now that with this wireless cellular phone you can talk with anyone on the planet, just as we can and do talk together telepathically, whether we know it or not. This wasn't invented. It was already here, programmed by ETI into the aura of the planet, waiting to be uncovered in someone's consciousness. This world is renamed Placentia, the New World Planet of Plenty and Rebirth, with a cleansed aura, a new heaven. The planet's aura is the mind bank around the planet, where everything you have said or done in the past, as an entity reincarnating through bodies produced by a woman and man, is recorded as either good karma or bad karma. If you have good karma, you go directly into the new world that is coming now. But if you have bad karma and still do the negative things you've been doing for many lifetimes that violate natural law, such as being a soldier or a general or a policeman or a politician or a judge or a banker, etc., then you may be led into the karmic cleansing as it unfolds. The fear of telling the truth about things is overwhelming in people's consciousness. And because of this fear, the world is going into more hell, just as Daniel describes in the 45 verses of chapter 11. This key prophecy is all about the last war going on in the Middle East. While on the other pole of consciousness, we see the uprising of spiritual people all over the world. This prophecy in Daniel about war in the Middle East came to Daniel in a stream of consciousness from the universal mind in all space. This everlasting gospel is also channeled from the universal mind, which I do as the New World Comforter Spirit of Truth, told about in St. John 14, 16, 17, and 26. I came into this body in April of 1947, and I have been teaching these things of the everlasting gospel all these years. This everlasting gospel brings all things to your remembrance. It gives people the creation program that all of us can use to restore the creation's utopia, which begins with forgiveness. This book isn't a judgment of people by God. God isn't a man up in some nebulous heaven, as the first Bible has claimed. The people of Earth couldn't know about the creation universe they were formerly of until someone remembered it and spoke of it in the planet's aura. That someone is the one here as the channel of Omni-God's Spirit of Truth. So the eternal truth is recorded here now and available to the people. If the people remember their past and normal universe, then they can correct their errors here on this planet. Errors about foolish money games they think will help them keep their so-called democracy. There is no such thing here yet, but you can be sure there will be true democracy in God's kingdom. The situation on the planet is now a case where the satanic group is hallucinating that they are bringing in their version of God's kingdom, the New World Order, through their Federal Reserve System, International Monetary Fund money, which controls the whole world, and they have the whole world wrapped up in their World Trade Organization, shipping things all over the world for money. The buying and selling of God's creation ends forever through worldwide work stoppage. We, the people, unite to completely stop the whole ugly commercial world, starting over again on a clean slate. Be exceedingly glad all this money racket ends with the worldwide work stoppage karma yoga exercise, which stops the world of negative effects by uniting the people in establishing creation's giving and receiving plan. This is autonomous self-government, where there are no longer political governments, or war, crime, disease, poverty, or mortal death. There is only an abundance of all perfect things that everyone can have freely. To make all things free, as the creation causes us to do, we have to organize and establish the worldwide work stoppage karma yoga exercise, so that the satanic group can't do as they did before World War II, when they created a depression by withholding money, lending it only for the military soldiers and weapons for America and England, who would be led into combat against Germany and Japan. The satanic group also wanted to end the new Soviet Union, which had come in 1917 in Russia. And now capitalism is prepared militarily to try and eliminate the remaining communist nations, such as China and Cuba. When will they ever learn what the Buddha taught about cause and effect, karma retroactive in our mind? Mind is the universal mind, which is in all space, moving planets, solar systems, and whole galaxies, and is animating bodies with eternal souls in them to enjoy the creation's utopia. The kind of satanic power here caused the solar catastrophe, and in these times of the end of this old world, the galactic Elohim are here in great spaceships, making contact in a perfect, beautiful way. We are also some 2 million ETI volunteers here on the planet from Galactica, and we are incarnate in open channel bodies. ETI is extraterritorial intelligence, which is vastly more powerful than any military or political force on Earth and is completely peaceful in all ways. So now the creation leads the workers of the world to stop their work and transform themselves into creators, who only create the good things that people want to have. A good half of the things the workers are producing now, those which do more harm than good, will no longer be produced. Everything will be organized telepathically and materially, so we end production of all unneeded, useless, and destructive things. With full ETI contact, all of the world's electric production and supply system that we have now is replaced by the Galactic Elohim's Dynadran power unit, which uses the electricity already in the electromagnetic field. The fear of telling the truth about spiritual things is great all over the world. The fear of the secret world government, which hires hitmen to wipe out the people who are telling the truth, is everywhere. This everlasting gospel takes away all fear, beginning with the fear of death and the fear of nuclear destruction. Now all things change, and even those of the secret world government see the light. They realize that by helping to fulfill the great godly plan in this everlasting gospel, they too can be part of the creation universe. Their natural positive soul force restored in them again, so they are freed from their heavy karma to leave this planet and re-enter normal universe, along with all other souls who act to fulfill this realization. In the real cause of the cosmopolitan people of the world, the creative people now unite in first cause love services to restore God's utopia to this planet, which is a sure thing to come and brings eternal life lived in joy and happiness, with freedom, security, abundance, and equality for everyone.